I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling what my own destiny.
It was the neighbor's horse, and then the dog started barking. So I'm sitting at home today instead of at the library. So I've got horses on one side and dogs in the house.
Okay. So, hello, listeners. Welcome to Purpose Dog Radio. So we have a few dogs and horses and people also on the show today. So if you hear any background noise, don't be afraid. Don't be worried. All is well and all is going to be fine. Today is Monday and it's the 28th of May in 2012. Another beautiful day is ending here in northern Germany. We had loads of sunshine and we just heard from Luana. It was one of the hottest days in Toronto so far this year. So summer is definitely on its way. And what else can I say? Yeah, it's listening to the song by the True Trinity, I am me, I am who I am, just brings me right onto the show. And I'm ever so happy that we really chose this song because it's instant inspiration and it's an instant good mood thing for me. So I'm happy to be here. Jen, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, but you know, I'm a little bit jealous of you guys with all the sunshine, although we have clouds. And no rain, but we have clouds, so it's perfect weather to be out doing chores around the yard. You know, it's like 68 degrees and overcast, so you don't have to wear sunglasses, and I can weed whack to my heart's content. But I'm not going to do that today. Today I'm here on the radio with you, and Luana is in. Oh yeah, you already said that, Toronto. So this is really exciting. To be here today. It's a holiday and a bank holiday in Germany as well, right?
Yes. It's Whitsun weekend. That just messes me up. Whitsun. It's a Christian holiday. Don't ask me. Don't ask me. I'm not so good. I forgot most of it, I must say. Although I grew up being taught all the stuff and everything else. And no disrespect, it's just I don't actively go to church anymore, only when I choose to, because there's something that I'm really interested in. It's a bank holiday weekend, and because the weather was so nice, everybody was away, and they were probably all stuck on the motorway in some traffic jam or other, because they were reporting that on the radio. If you want to know about the traffic jams, just give us a ring, and we'll tell you what's the best time and the best way to go. I was just glad that I didn't have to sit in the car in this weather without air conditioning and go in somewhere. So.
Well, it's Memorial Day here in the States, and that is a time of honoring, in particular honoring all the veterans, male, female, dogs, anybody who fought in any war. It's a time to just honor them and say thank you to them for their service to our country. It's also a time to remember those that we love who have passed on, whether it was through military action or not. It's a time of memory for all of those that we've loved. So that's our weekend here.
Okay, and we have Beth on line 3. Beth, are you there?
Oh, wow.
No, this is Sophia.
Sophia, hi, Sophia. So you're not on line 3, and you're not Beth. How are you, Sophia?
I'm doing quite well today. I've been suffering with sadness, but people have been poking on my wall. It's been on Soul Healing Circle. It's been really awesome.
That's good. And you got something special to say, I'm told by our host, Doug.
Yeah, your speaker today, I wanted to tell her thank you. She has a beautiful soul.
Luana, are you listening?
Yes, I am.
This is for you, Sophia.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. I absolutely, that is such a wonderful surprise. I really didn't expect that. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So are you going to be okay today, Sophia?
Yeah, I'll be okay.
Okay. Did you guys have a good
What, no?
Did you have a good... Did you have a good dinner yesterday? It was an anniversary, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was beautiful, yes. Chris made a very nice dinner on the steak out on the open pit fire. It was very good. Thank you for asking.
Right. Well, happy anniversary.
And we love you very much. That's a good thing about that wonderful soul healing circle. I absolutely love it. Such wonderful souls, such beautiful people in that group.
There is, absolutely. I mean, I couldn't have been asked to, I couldn't have found a better group in them. You know, I mean, Barbara, I thank you for bringing me to that group. You were the one that found me, and I thank you for that. It's been a true blessing.
You're so welcome. You're really so welcome. And I believe that you've been making some major steps since we met on Facebook. And just go on and continue, you know. I mean, one step at a time. And if it's one step a day or one step every 2 or 3 days or 3 weeks, it doesn't matter as long as you're walking. And you're walking. And you're doing a great job, Sophia.
Thank you so much, Barbara.
Sure.
Thank you. You all have such beautiful souls, and I'm so blessed to be part of you.
And you have a beautiful soul, too.
Exactly.
I'm waiting for the day when you finish your mini ebook and you stand up on the stage and you say, "My name is Sophia, and I'm here to inspire you."
That's very nice.
Jan, I love you.
We love you too.
Thank you for calling, and thanks for that beautiful remark to Luana.
Yeah, she really has a beautiful soul, and I don't know if you had a chance to read what she wrote, but she's very, very inspiring, and I did write back to her, and I don't think she's been able to read it, but you know, I suffer with this sadness, and something I can't seem to overcome.
You will. Yep, you are. You are. One step at a time. Okay, for now, close your eyes for a second here and breathe. Breathe deeply. And know that every breath you're taking in, that there is love in it. That we are sending you love. That the universe is sending you love and filling you with it. That God loves you. Breathe that in. Breathe in the love and breathe out sadness. Breathe in love and let the sadness go when you breathe out. Breathe in love. Let the sadness go when you breathe out. Can you practice that today?
Yes. Thank you, Jen.
You're welcome. All right. Okay. Are you all right now, Sophia?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay. Then thank you for calling in. We're going to put you back on listening mode, and we're going to talk to Anna, who's on line one, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Later, Love Sophia. You. Love you. Bye.
So now we have Anna on line one.
Yeah, hi. I would like to know if you can show me the outcome of leaving my partner. What do you see for me?
The outcome of you leaving your partner? Is that what you said, Anna?
Yeah. Like, what do you see for me in the area of relationships?
So you're actually... Are you actually leaving your partner right now, or have you left your partner?
I don't have one right now.
All right.
You don't have a partner?
No, I just want to know what's the best path for me to find the right love.
Okay. What I'd like you to do, Anna, is can you just... Sit for a minute. Can you close your eyes? Luana, mm-hmm. can you mute yourself, please, for a minute? So, Anna, close your eyes and just sit there for a second here. And Barbara and I are going to both say something to you and give you a little bit of guidance here. So what I would like you to do, this is Jan, what I would like you to do is to focus on your heart. Go into your body and focus on your heart. And in your mm-hmm. heart, I'd like you to see a garden. It's a beautiful garden, and it's filled with peace, and it's filled with love. And in that garden, you are comfortable, you're safe, and you feel totally connected to spirit. Allow yourself to be there and to be in that space. And whenever you start wondering about what will be a relationship or what will be the outcome of a relationship, if you're wondering about the outcome of a relationship, then you're not ready to be in a relationship. So remember the times when you want to be in a relationship and be in that relationship. Be in yourself, be in your heart, and be in that garden. And don't think about any outcome, because an outcome means an ending. And if you want to know what it's like to be in a relationship, then that's where you need to be, is in that relationship. So go into your heart, go into that garden, and sit there in love. And at some point in time, you may actually find the person that you are meant to love join you in that garden. Maybe. You can't expect that. It may happen, it may not. But at least for the moment, be in that garden. Barbara?
I'd like to add the affirmation for today, which fits in beautifully with what Jan has just said. And the affirmation for this show and for today, and especially for you, Anna, also, is I am centered and balanced, and I follow my path. That's what's the most important thing, that we come back to our senses in the very best and most positive way, and that we work with what we have inside of us, and we have all the answers inside of us. And it's now the time, and every day, and now is always the best time, to let our heart lead the way, and then the answer will come.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Lots of emotion already.
Yeah, really. Really. Why don't we move into the cards right away?
Okay. Do you want to start today, Jen?
Sure. This was really amazing. I was looking at the affirmation that you had sent, which I think is absolutely beautiful. I am centered and balanced, and I follow my path. I was thinking of Luana's new book called Empowered for Success. And so that was and then I was thinking, what do you want people to know today? And I was going through the cards, and this card jumped out at me and said, me, me, me. And it's an amazing card. It is one of what you would consider a major arcana card. It's called A Bunch of Flowers, which may or may not sound a major arcana, but it is. And on this picture, and I've scanned it, I'll post it on Purpose Talk Radio Facebook page so people can see it. But in this picture, there are amazing, beautiful, big flowers that are all in full summer bloom, and the sun is shining, and there's this riotous, very juicy, ripe, what's the word I'm trying to find? It's just the fullness of these flowers is amazing, and it's the fullness of being centered and balanced and following your path, whether you're centered and balanced or not. It's the fullness of following your path that is so powerful. And when you can stay heart-centered, no matter what you do, you will always be empowered for success. So that's my card.
That's beautiful. Thank you. I love the bunch of flowers. Loana, did you draw a card also for today's show?
No, I did not.
Okay. Do you have a card deck close by? That a card deck you could pick a card from?
I guess I do.
Okay. So let me just, then I'll just tell the listeners the card I drew, and you can draw a card, and when I'm finished, then you can tell us about the card that you picked. How's that?
Sure. I'm not very familiar with cards, though, to let you know.
Okay. So I'll
the one that I picked.
Don't feel pressured.
It's an archangel deck card, and it's Angel Raguel. And it's a relationship harmony card. And it says that we angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved. Arguments or conflicts are now being resolved.
Very nice. That's beautiful.
Anna, I wonder if Anna's still listening. Did you hear that, Anna? Would you repeat it, Loana, please?
Yes. In fact, I was just looking for the page, because there's a little page on that booklet just to read it. And it says that it's relationship harmony, and it says that we angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved. Arguments and conflicts are being resolved now. Your prayers and personal peace have been answered, and you are to be commended for your role in ushering peace into this situation. Visualize everyone involved, including yourself, being cooperative, open-minded. Trust the inner guidance you receive and know that changes are sometimes uncomfortable but often necessary. Know that all relationships ultimately have blessings, growth lessons, and love at their core, even if appearances seem otherwise. Stay focused upon this truth as much as possible.
That's wonderful.
Beautiful.
That changes and change is inevitable and sometimes uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Sophia, are you listening? Change can be uncomfortable.
Ah, it's so funny because my card is about change and new beginnings also. Because I'm lately working a lot with my spirit animal guides, I decided to pick a card from that deck today. And the card that I picked is one that so far I haven't had ever before, and it's the lynx. It's a beautiful, beautiful cat. And I love the ears because they have little fluffy bits at the pointy top of the ears. I love cats anyway, and I have a cat myself, as most of the listeners probably know by now, because sometimes he walks in and he says hello during the show. And the lynx stands for a new consciousness. And what it says with the card is that the old goes to make room for the new. Lynx tells us about major change and new beginnings in our lives. Let's make the next step. Let's connect with our inner self, and let's declutter big time. Free yourself of old stuff, of debts, of energy thieves, and all things that want to be done. Clear everything away that might block your energy flow and focus on your inner light and your inner power. Don't run away from yourself or blame others for your choices. All is part of the big picture and all is well. Yeah, I love
that's
that
wonderful.
Because especially that all is part of the big picture, because that's what we sometimes forget. And the big picture that we, part of what we just created with a bunch of flowers, with an archangel and this cat, it's just totally beautiful, just the visual in itself. The archangel holding the bunch of flowers, and the lynx is sitting right beside the archangel. So, wow. Thank you, Loana. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you, Barbara. That's
so
great.
Now we've had a short listen to Loana talking, so let's properly introduce her. Jen, would you do the honors, please?
All right. Loana Morgan is the president of Peak Performance Coaching and Training, and she hosts her own radio show, internet radio show called Luana Morgan Radio. She's a coach and a trainer, and she uses the principles of the laws of attraction, feng shui, NLP, which is neuro-linguistic psychology. And I read a book years ago called Frogs into Prince or something like that. It dealt with NLP. It was really great. And Luana has written a book called Empowered for Success, How to Create the Masterpiece of Your Life. And she's given us in this book a variety of techniques for results and personal development. And I'm going to let her tell you all about that. So Luana's favorite quote is, a true teacher does not bring you to the storehouse of his or her wisdom, but rather leads you to the threshold of your own. Hi, Luana. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I feel we have done so much in just those 20 minutes. So much has happened. It's amazing. I am so honored and happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? Where did you grow up? How did you figure out this, what you wanted to do? And then we'll move on to this book.
Sure. I was actually born in Trinidad and Tobago. And for most of you, that's in the Caribbean. And I moved to Canada about 12 years ago. And I think throughout my life, I have always looked at everyone and wondered what made people happy. It's really happy. And with happiness comes success, of course. And I remember growing up as a kid and looking around and observing people, and I've always had so many questions about what motivated people or what got people to where they were in life. Okay. And then a couple of years ago, I started to, I was one of these people that worked really hard, and again, during that time that I was working hard, I always questioned if there was a better way of doing things. I moved to Canada and actually got involved in coaching.
So you've been in Canada for 12 years now?
Yes.
What took you to Canada? What was the draw there?
I think it was destiny. It's just a funny story. I remember I was one of these workaholics, and I was actually running several businesses, and I had a traveling job, and I was actually doing my master's at the time and really, really overworked. And my sister and my mom would always look at me and they would always think, you got to enjoy life. And I guess I was just caught up in that moment of working really hard to accomplish things. And one day my sister came home and she said, you know what, I just heard that Canada, they're taking in young professionals. Why don't you apply? And that's all it took, just for the fun of it. A couple of us at the office went and we applied to become, residents of Canada. And within a couple of months, I actually got my documents in my hand. And it was just one of those things I didn't plan. It was just my sister came, she said it, and I said, okay, what the heck, for the fun of it, why don't I, And that is what brought me to Canada. And you look back now, and it's really just one of these twists of fate, right? It's just one of these things that I guess was meant to happen.
That's awesome.
I love that. And so really love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what you said, Luana, is when we don't plan these things. Because there's I think it's in the Robbie Williams song, and then I made plans and God laughed at my plans or something. It's the most inspirational things and the biggest things that happened to me personally in my life were the ones that I didn't really plan for, that I didn't focus on, and they just happened, and they just fit into my life so well that they just had to happen. And I love it that you call that destiny, Luana.
Yes. Yes, that's also part of my journey. It was always wondering if life was of free will or, it's a destined to be sort of thing,
Cool.
So tell us a little bit about your book, too. What is this Empowered for Success? What brought you to write it, and what's it about?
I always wanted to, really make a positive contribution. It was my contribution to all the changes that's beginning to occur and has been occurring in the past 10 years or so, and more or less unfolding in 2012. And throughout my life, and even when I moved to Canada, I got involved in coaching and motivation, and I worked extensively with people. And I would meet so many wonderful people, and I would look at their qualities and I admire so many things about them. They had so many things that sometimes even I wish I had, and yet they lacked that belief that they were, in fact, empowered for success. They kept searching. And even if they were successful, I met people who were very successful, and everybody looked at them and thought that they were, and yet these people were really unhappy. And so I guess just meeting people and realizing that people, we've got so much potential and we are absolutely empowered for success. And I would see my friends and associates, they would pay thousands and thousands of dollars going to coaching programs. And, you know, years later, you would see them and you would see that same person still searching for those answers. And I knew something was missing. Even for myself, I was actually searching, you know, what's that magic formula for success? And when I say success, it's not success about money. It's success about what is your belief or interpretation about success? Because I've met people who are just happy to be the best moms. I've met people who are just, to them, being successful is staying in that job and doing an amazing job for the rest of their lives. I've met people who really didn't care about doing anything, and they were quite happy. And to me, that's, in their mind, they are successful. So when I talk about success, it's really what is your interpretation of success? And I studied astrology. I studied numerology. I did coaching. I did it because I really wanted to find out if success was fate or free will. And this book is really sort of like my synopsis of what I've discovered over the years. And it's really written along the lines. I mean, man is made up of mind, body, spirit, and soul. And what I had found is a lot of coaching were geared mainly towards the mind, the body, mind and body. People would do logical coaching, or they would coach about getting fit. And what was really missing for a lot of people was the spiritual and the soul part of coaching. And so I actually wrote a book along those same four guidelines, the mind, body, spirit, and soul. It's really sharing the wisdom that I've learned and I've actually seen applied in people's lives, and they really became successful by using some of these principles.
So this book, that sounds brilliant. That's finished and it's published, and is it available as a real book and an ebook, or how can people get a hold of your book, Loana?
It's at every online store. It's on okay. Amazon, it's on Barnes and Nobles, it's on Chapters, it's in bookstores in Hong Kong, I've got a listing of it's you can buy it wherever you are. It's online in every bookstore in Australia, wherever you name it, it's actually available.
Okay, so can you give us the title of the book again, please?
It's Empowered for Success, Create the Masterpiece of Your Life.
Okay. Do you have a website where people can go and find and get a link to the book?
Yes, it's www.wealthsuccesshealth.com.
Oh, say that again. Wealth
Success Health.com.
.com. Okay.
And people
that's
can find
where
it.
They can find it.
Yes, they can find it. Go they ahead. Can also read an excerpt. There's also a chapter in the book where they can actually read a bit about it and actually make an educated decision. And you know, what I do offer anyone that buys a copy of the book, I do have a life plan, a small life plan that I actually can send for them. Because in the middle of the book, there's an entire section for someone who most of the people you've met either, and it's my personal experience, people who are just searching, they don't even know what it is they would like to do with life. A lot of the clients I've coached are people who their kids may have grown up, or they're close to retirement, or they're in careers and they're just searching. So I've got an entire section that is really geared to co-create your reality by developing your path to success by knowing what it is you really want. Because, I mean, let's face it. I mean, even now sometimes we sit down and say, is this what I really want? Am I really happy with what I'm doing? So I actually outlined an entire, someone can actually read the book and start with, okay, who am I? What is my life purpose? What do I want? What is the vision for my life? And then work all the way through to a life plan, which I think is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, it's something that I absolutely enjoy doing, and I've seen value for so many people.
All right.
Okay. So there was
Luana, I don't know what's going on, but there's a whole bunch of noise when you're talking, that I just want to make sure that you're aware of it. Some clicking type noise.
I'm not hearing anything on the side. It actually comes across very clear on my end.
Okay.
All
right. Well,
have you got? Are you wearing something around your wrist?
No, I just have.
Okay. Were you moving your hands in front of the microphone while you were talking?
I think that's it.
Ah.
Is that better?
Much better.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay. So you have a life plan that's in the book, and people that buy a copy of your book, they get a freebie. Is that what it is?
They can actually fill out their life plan. So as they're reading the book, there's questions that I ask them, because it's really taken people through a process for themselves. I mean, let's face it, and you know, we have the answers. It's just that how many of us would actually sit down and clarify what it is we really want for ourselves, and or even stop to say, am I happy? Is this all to life? Am I, you know, is this what I want to do for myself? So it really takes people through a process, and they can actually open the book and fill out the questions as they're going along, and by the end of it, they would have actually done a lot of work on themselves.
Okay, that sounds
so
very interesting.
For our listeners, I'm sorry, Barbara, I interrupted you.
No. I was just saying that sounds really interesting, and you were going for our listeners.
Yes, for our listeners, Loana, can you give one or two ideas of how they can some of this life plan, you know, maybe a couple of the questions or ideas on how they can do something to empower their own success and create their own masterpiece.
Definitely.
What would be a couple of steps?
Well, it's as simple as this. I had stumbled upon, when I was doing my research, I had stumbled upon a Chinese theory in feng shui that I liked a lot. And it's called the Trinity of Luck. And the Trinity of Luck states that you know, luck is based on three things. It's based on heaven luck, it's based on earth luck, and it's based on human luck. And heaven luck, a lot of people believe it's the karma that you come into this world with. It's the place that you were born. It's, you know, it's that sort of thing. Earth luck is where you are living, the place that you live. And I'll give you an example. The chance for success for someone living in North America may be far greater than someone who may be living in abject poverty in some country where they may not be able to buy food or housing, that sort of thing. So that's earth luck is the second one. And then third luck is human luck. And human luck is the luck we create for ourselves, okay? So that's the choices that we make. It could be the luck that we decide to do professional studies, professional development, personal development. It's everything that we do and we've got control over. So in my book, one of the things that I've actually highlighted, and it seems to, you know, really makes a lot of sense for a lot of people, is that when you look at the Trinity of Luck, as they call it, we do have control over 2/3 of our luck. We've got control over the place that we live in, and we've got control over our own luck. So one of the tips that I would normally tell people is that focus on the things that you have control over, and it starts with you. And it starts with really evaluating what it is you really want out of life. And it always starts with there. It's not what your mom wants. It's not what your spouse wants. It's not what anybody wants but yourself. So it really starts with knowing who you are, what it is you want for your life, and then actually starting to work on yourself. And that's, if you were to even look at the Trinity of Luck, that's 33% of your luck right there. And it's as straightforward as that. But even if
Luana.
Yes.
Excuse me for just a second. Are you saying the word luck, L-U-C-K?
Yes, luck.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that's one of the things I mentioned in my book. It's called the Trinity of Luck. And it's based on three things. It's heaven luck, it's earth luck, and it's human luck. And I always tell people that the one luck, and that luck really is the luck that creates your success. But it really starts with knowing yourself, having control over your life and knowing what it is you want. And based on that, really working a plan for what it is you want and starting from the end. It doesn't have to be anything big and fancy. It really starts with knowing what it is you would like to have for yourself and really doing a plan. And that's what I talk about in my book. And anyone can do it. It starts with knowing, like I said, knowing yourself.
Which leads perfectly back into our affirmation for today, because when we're centered and balanced and we follow our path, we know what we want, we know who we are, what our purpose and our mission is. And even if we don't see the big picture, pieces of the puzzle will come to us, and we can put the pieces of the puzzle right in front of us, and then can work with what we already have. And I suppose that's the way that you work also, through your book and through your life coaching, correct?
Yes, and you know, to add to that, Bob and John, is that it's not just knowing what it is you want, that I actually talk about that, because the first part of the book is I talk about harnessing the power of a magnetic universe. And what I meant by that is really cultivating inner qualities for that level of success that you are looking for. It's becoming that person that you would like, that meets that objective. For example, I've seen so many people who would like to have certain things in life, and they have not done the work on themselves. So I do talk about actually preparing for success from the point of view that, yes, knowing what it is you want is one thing, and applying the laws of attraction is another one, but really becoming that person that's capable of living that role that you are aiming for, or that outcome that you're looking for, is extremely important.
Okay. So it sounded like you were really animatedly talking with your hands while you were talking, because something was clinking next to the microphone again. So you really love your stuff.
I think,
and I love that.
Barbara, you had to be really psychic, because I do.
Well, I mean, by the noise.
Oh my God. Because I was actually using my hands.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Like, that's the way I talk also. I use my hands, I use my body when I really am excited about what I'm talking about. So I love that. Thank you for sharing all that. And so the book is the one part of your work. You do live coaching. Do you do live coaching only in person so people can meet you in Toronto? Or is it possible to book you online also for coaching sessions?
I do a lot of my stuff over the phone, and I actually focus on setting goals and developing your life purpose through vision boards. So that's sort of my main focus. I've sort of decided that that's what I enjoy doing, and it's the one thing when I meet anyone and they're unhappy about something, the first thing I ask them is, do you have a goal? Do you know what it is you want for yourself? It really starts with the basics. So to me, it's really essential basics. So I really focus on life planning and vision boards.
Okay, so people could make an appointment with you over the phone if they're not in your area, or they can meet you live in Toronto for a coaching session, and all that is possible through your website also, yes?
Yes.
Okay, and you're on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so the listeners that are familiar with our show, and they might know about the Soul Healing Circle, Loana is a member of the Soul Healing Circle, so if you want to get in touch with her there, you can do that. And what is your Facebook address?
It's simply my name. It's Loana Morgan.
Okay. So people can get in touch with you on facebook.com/Loana Morgan.
Yes.
Also. Okay. Yes, and the website is... Sorry, Jen?
And you'll be joining us in the Purpose Talk Radio Facebook conversations page as well, the group there after
yes.
the show, right?
Yes.
Okay,
you guys
awesome.
Have done such an amazing job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, you,
and so what is your website again?
It's www.wealthsuccesshealth.com.
Wealthsuccesshealth.com. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
You know,
good.
One of the things that I'd like to share before, you know, I go, is that we tend to look at other people and measure our success with theirs. We sometimes forget that God made us, and we all have a unique purpose, and we are all special and make a positive contribution in our own way. So I think that one of the keys to success, and one of my, I usually tell everyone, is really discover your life purpose and really live it to the fullest, because we all make a positive contribution to this world. And like I think Jan had said this earlier on, we are all pieces of a puzzle. And you know what? We are unique and special for this time and now.
That's actually, Barbara true. Said that, and I just heard Patty come in too, right?
No, no.
Oh.
It wasn't me. It wasn't my cat. I heard a cat.
And hello.
Okay, it's mine.
Affirmation about,
it's mine.
And it was affirmation. Good. Affirmation on pieces of the puzzle.
Yes.
Yeah, and right. As you were saying, like discovering our purpose and what we're here for, and it happens step by step. It doesn't have to be boom and we're aligned. That's not the way it happens. It involves work, and work is a good thing, actually, because when we decide that we're going to work on ourselves, that can be such a lot of fun. When I was tuning myself in for this show today, I was just breathing and sitting here closing my eyes, and then it looked like my inner child was jumping up and down with joy, let's play, you know, and this is work. And work is something completely positive for me, and that has changed around a few years ago when I decided I'm going to work for myself rather than that's my personal choice, obviously, because there's many, many people that are happy in their jobs. They work for an employer. They have the environment that they really want to work in. But for me, my perfect environment to work in is I am my employer. I am my own boss. And after I made this decision consciously that to step away from my career the way it worked out before, this just gave me so much joy. And then, oh, I'm going to work. Got such a different quality. When I wake up in the morning and I know I have an appointment with a client, I can say I'm allowed to work. I'm happy. I can go to work. To me, it's like going to the playground in a very good way, and to play in a respectful way because I enjoy what I do. And this is such a big part. That doesn't mean that I knew my purpose from day one. Just the inner feeling of being so happy with it gave me relief, gave me balance, gave me the possibility to be centered more often than before because I'm working for myself and I know my focus now. And I know this, the same feeling when I work on projects with clients, with colleagues, and we're working for the same goal. It's once I have a focus, it's brilliant. The clarity is there. The happiness is there. The joy. And that's the most important thing in everything we do. I'm just thinking of Sophia when she said she has this sadness. And I'm sure, Sophia, you have these days or moments maybe full of joy. And that is what balances it all out. Like reveling in these moments of joy. And that just intertwines so nicely with Luana and the work that Luana does and the book that she wrote, because we just pick out little pieces and it doesn't have to be facts. Sometimes emotions, very positive emotions or memories of a very positive moment that we have experienced in our life can be beautiful and can just jumpstart us into sparks of inspiration. And then the whole day changes instantly. That's at least, now I'm talking with my hands here also, because this is what gets me so excited. When I'm on the right track, as I posted on Facebook last night before I went to bed, we're on the right track, baby. We were born this way, as Lady Gaga put it. Yes, we're all superstars. As you said, Luana, we're all unique. And we all have our own little sparks. And yeah, that's it for me, finding the spark again and again. And when I feel it's burning really low, how can I jumpstart myself again to get back into this joy?
You know, speaking of our purpose, this is really exciting for me because the soul body blueprint that I'm finally, after kicking the butt, bringing to life, deals with our purpose, our soul purpose. And it actually is messages in our body that our soul has put there that is a roadmap, a blueprint to our purpose in life and even the ways that we chose to go about figuring out what our purpose is. They're reminders, they're clues. Our soul has said, okay, you want to remember that this is the reason you came here and here are the ways that you chose to achieve that purpose. And if we as adults can help children, can learn how to read the body like that and read those messages, then we have the chance to help children who can start learning their purpose early and who have a really big jump start on learning their purpose in life, and they don't have to wait until they're adults, to either young adults or old adults, to figure out, even get a clue on it. So finding your, we've all been working for a long time on helping people find our purpose. You know, there's been a lot of teachers who've been doing exactly that, how to find your purpose, how to live your purpose, what is your purpose. And the funny thing that we've never figured out until now is that our bodies are an instruction manual to finding our purpose. We have it. We bring it in with us. We just need to look at how to read the body and find it, which is different than what you're doing, Luana, but it ties in together. It's different than what Barbara's doing, but it all ties in together.
I get the feeling that your work is at a deeper level, which I like a lot. And you're right, in fact, because sometimes it's a little bit more than even a coaching plan. I think someone that's focused on a sole purpose or a sole blueprint is really someone that specializes and can bring out even much more.
Well, I think that all of us are doing work that is deep. And I don't know that any is deeper than anybody else, but it's all, I think we all have a similar goal in helping people to discover their purpose in life. And the thing I love about the Soul Body Blueprint is you don't have to be psychic. You don't have to be intuitive. You don't have to be extra intelligent. You don't have to be anything. You just can be anybody, and you can learn how to read the body, which and learn what your own purpose in life is, and learn, you know, look at a child and say, wow, this is some of what they're trying to learn, and help them go that direction. So it's different because, you know, I'm looking at training people to be certified practitioners in this, and to be able to train parents and grandparents and adults in a child's life on how to do it and help their children, because in any educational thing, if you start with the child, then you can go forward, and then you can actually make big changes in the world because you're starting with children. But the fact that we're all working towards this same or similar goal is, what is your soul's purpose? Why are you here?
And it's the different angles that work so well together, because
we are all
specialized, in inverted commas, and everybody specialized in something. I have never met anyone who hasn't got a special talent in something. Everybody has. We all have a talent. And for some of us, it is so natural that we're doing these things and other people say, wow, this is such a big talent that you have. So we're not aware of it. And sometimes it's worse that we pull it up into our day conscious and look at it like, wow, this is a talent actually. And what can I do with this? Am I happy the way I am? As you said earlier, Luana, you've met people that are just happy with what they're doing, or they're not doing anything and they're still happy. In society nowadays, wants us to achieve so much. And the advertising that we're seeing on TV, that we're listening to on the radio, that we see in the newspapers, and that we see on Facebook, for example, also, is achieve. You have to achieve more, 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 more. And I like to step back a little and say, what do we have? We have the answers inside of us already. Sometimes, and most of the times, it's a matter of uncovering or rediscovering the answers that we already have. And sometimes that we can do that alone, and sometimes it's good to get support from the outside world. As Sophia was saying earlier, a group like the Soul Healing Circle is beautiful because there is so much inspiration and support from everybody in this circle. Everybody goes in there, and we all get something out of it. We give and we receive. It's a balance in there. And it happens without advertising. It happens without people telling other people, you need to achieve this, and pushing for this, that, or the other. It just happens in a natural flow. And the way I work with my clients is I pick them up where they stand, and then we talk. And then we can say, okay, which direction do we want to go? And sometimes it's the talking, listening scenario. Sometimes it involves Reiki. Sometimes we do inspirational stuff. Maybe we just draw a card like we did for the show today. And then I really admire these, the body level as you're doing it, Jen, also, because it connects the body, the mind, and the soul. And the same with Luana. Luana, what you do, you have the different methods that you have studied, and you will just, you have, I call it my toolcase, which is invisible, but it's standing right next to me, and I open it, and then I just take a tool out, which is fitting or matching the client that is with me at the, in that moment in time. And then we can see what we can work with this tool.
I agree. That is so,
so we're coming down.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
We're to the end of our show. So, Luana, let's check with you real quick and see if there's a last word that you'd like to tell us.
No, I absolutely thought that we complemented each other with the work that we are doing. And I just, you know, I'm just so happy as the way it worked out. I mean, everything just gels nicely on this call. And you're right. I think Barbara summed it up for all of us. We all have different facets of what we bring to each one of our clients, and needs are different, and we all specialize and make our great contribution. And I'm like her. We are all excited about what we do, and the clients that are supposed to be working with us would naturally gravitate towards our style.
All right. That's good. Oh, Barbara, do you have to say?
I would like to thank Luana for taking the time. And one thing that we didn't mention at all today, and I think she was very much with us also, was Shreya. Shreya was one of your soul sisters also, Luana. Is that correct?
Yes, she was.
And now I'm saying her name, I'm getting red ears. So she's definitely with us also. And I want to thank you also for putting in all the effort that you're doing together with Susanna and with Shelley, in keeping Shreya's vision alive, because this is what Shreya was all about, making her dream come true. And you're continuing that. You're continuing on that path, in her name and, with her vision and her mission. Thank you for that.
You know what?
Yes, thank you.
Shreya was an absolute blessing to everyone that she met, and I've learned so much from her, and I've known her a couple of months, and she's just such a beautiful being, and we are all missing her so much.
And she had a cause going on, the Sick Kids Foundation. Are you folks still dealing with that? Are you doing something with that group, or have you got other causes that you're working with?
I think right now, I think, quite frankly, the group is still a bit in grief, you know, and there's so much emotions around it. I believe that, well, her husband went across, and I think they're bringing down the body. And I think for a lot of us, it was a big shock. Nobody ever expected to not see her return. So we're still dealing with that. And I think what we're planning right now, and I think it's really Shelley that's spearheading it, is a memorial service. So I think once that's over, that the reality really does sink in, yes, definitely we're going to start planning something with her name on it.
So her husband went to get the body, is that correct?
Yes.
That's a big thing. Wow. That's a big thing. Wow.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks for sharing that. So, yeah, I mean, I felt very, very moved by the news that Shreya left her body after she had succeeded in climbing Mount Everest. I feel very connected to her. And this message that came through from Shreya is, that I told Shelley already, is, if you need me, just call me. And this is something that this is for everybody. We can all call on our angels. Luana pulled the card, the archangel. Call on the beings that you're in touch with. Call on your inner being. Call on your inner child. Call on your soul. And call on whatever is out there for you in the universe. Some call it God. Some call it the angels, and whatever name you have for it. Anything that gives you faith and that you believe in, call on it and ask for support, and you will be given support. That's my message really for today. We're down to 1 minute now. So I'd like to say thanks again to Luana for being our guest today. And you'll be with us in the Purpose Talk Conversations group on Facebook app right after the show, so we can talk a little more.
Yes.
Thanks, Jen, for the bunch of flowers. Beautiful, beautiful card. And yeah, I'd like to say goodbye. And the affirmation for today is, I am centered and balanced, and I follow my path. That's it from me.
Thank you.
Greetings, everybody. See you next week. Okay. Thanks, Luana.
Thank you. And my pleasure.
And our song is from the True Trinity, I Am Who I Am, which we're going to listen to now in a second. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.